This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Had a busy day yesterday. Baseball in the afternoon. Baseball last night. Opening night of the NBA. Drama with the 76ers and Ben Simmons. Where's Kyrie Irving? Welcome to the program. Bob Costas will join us a little bit later on, recapping all the baseball in dramatic fashion last night. By the way, this program brought to you by the great folks at Peacock. Halloween night, when Michael Myers is back. The next chapter, the record-setting Halloween franchise, is back with Halloween Kills in theaters now. You can also stream it only on Peacock. Poll question, McLovin, from the first hour, and are we keeping it in hour two?
We never decided on a poll question. Okay. I didn't have the guts to pitch this one to you because I don't think you'll like it, but is it time to panic for the Los Angeles Lakers?
Oh, stop.
Yes or no?
Stop.
We're the eighth show doing that today.
Stop. No. I'll let other shows do that. I'm not panicking. I'm not overreacting. I said I wouldn't do this. I would wait until after Christmas, and then I would give you an assessment of what I think the Lakers are going to be like this year. Because right now, they are a work in progress. They should be a work in progress. If anybody is surprised that Westbrook did not shoot well last night, then you don't know basketball. Because Russ can't shoot. And he has to understand why he's being left open. Because they want him to shoot. LeBron and AD played okay statistically. But Golden State didn't play well, and they still got the win. That's something to keep an eye on as well. Yes, McLean.
Look at the bar you have for LeBron. 34 points, a triple-double, shot 60% from the field. You're like, he's played okay. I mean, he's gonna. He's 37.
Okay.
That's amazing that he looks that he can still do this.
I expect him to be great this year.
You don't expect a drop-off with age? I'm just curious. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Not yet. You know? People make that mistake. It's like, you know, Tom Brady at 37 was falling off the cliff, all right? He stays in shape. He cares about off-season. He cares about being better, being great, wanting to work. And so does LeBron. LeBron still, you know, wants to be the greatest player of all time. The all-time leading scorer, you know, top 10 in assists, continue to average 25 points a game, at least 25 every single year of his career. Like, it's important to him. I wish Anthony Davis would look at LeBron and go, that's what I aspire to be. And I hope he does. But just those two alone, not enough. But they have injuries. You know, you got some younger players They're not a great shooting team, outside shooting team, and they're not going to be. They just have to be respectable. They have to be, at times, dangerous. I don't want LeBron shooting jumpers. Saw that last night. Now, he might make those jumpers. LeBron is far more dangerous when he gets to the hoop. But I don't know if he has this, I don't want to shoot free throws. He's not a very good free throw shooter. You know, he's going to shoot 72-73% this year. But, you know, Michael Jordan stopped going to the hoop in his career, later in his career. He would post up. You know, I wish Russell Westbrook would do that, that he would post up, that he would go to the hoop more. But, you know, let's see how they figure this out, how they acclimate Russ into the offense, how he kind of sees what his role is here. Melo, what his role is. And then you have the other players that you got in the offseason. It's a work in progress. And I don't expect any real, as long as they're healthy, I don't see any real telltale signs that say, I know exactly what this team is going to be come May or June. Yeah, Paul.
LeBron is at 50,055 career minutes played. That's sixth all time. Kareem is number one. But that does not include playoff minutes. Yeah. You tack on another 266 playoff games.
Yeah.
266.
That's a lot of mileage, but he's unique. But he did invest in himself, and that's why he is in great shape. And as long as he's a, you know, that's why I thought Russ was brought in to take away maybe some of the ball handling chores, that you don't put the wear and tear on LeBron. It's like load managing while he's still playing in a game. But I don't know if LeBron says, you know what, let me take over here. And he will at some point. But I think he wants to say to, and first, Russell Westbrook was not the right guy to get. We talked about that. If you said they could have gotten Buddy Hield, then that's the guy to go get. Because you want to get that knockdown shooter. I got to have a guy who doesn't need touches. He's not ball dominant. And I just thought Buddy Hield would be a great addition for that team. Got a younger guy, great shooter, got some swag. Russ, I know what he is. I know who he is. Now the question is, what is LeBron's impact on him? Is Anthony Davis going to stay healthy? Is there another team that's going to emerge out west? Are the Suns going to be there in the end? Golden State, you know, they get Klay Thompson probably in January. What are they going to be like when they get Klay? So there's so much here that trying to handicap this, it's just for clicks today. If you say, oh, the Lakers got some problems there. Yeah, they do. So does everybody else. Ask the 76ers. Ask the Nets. They got problems. Yeah, McClellan.
I got the updated NBA championship odds from the guys in the back. The favorites are still the Nets at plus 205, the Lakers at plus 400, the Bucks at plus 900, and then the Warriors are fourth. It's kind of a cliff at plus 1100, which surprised me, but I feel like after last night, don't the Bucks move up to number one? You know, I know it's one night, but I think in the sense of like, oh man, did we underestimate how good this team was? Because the Nets are favored over them.
Well, no, if the Nets have Kyrie, KD, and James Harden, they're a better team. But they don't. Milwaukee should be the favorites right now in the East. Absolutely. But let's see what happens with Kyrie. Let's see what happens with Ben Simmons. I mean, there's a lot that... I'm sorry, I can't do day after hot take referendum. I can't. I won't. Yes,
you might be in the wrong business.
I know,
Dan.
I am. I know I am.
I hate to break it to you, but
Patrick says Lakers not worthy of discussion?
No.
Question mark?
Yeah.
How about this as a Laker poll question? Is it, right. Will the Lakers roster look the same in 5 months? They've been known to move drastically. Remember the Isaiah Thomas? All those different players.
No, they can't. No, I don't see that. I think this is what they're built, how they're built, and it's a let's see if we can cobble this together and get another championship. I'm not big on the roster moves, but I'm still all in on LeBron and sort of all in on Anthony Davis. Yes, McLeod.
I think they're handcuffed to these a lot of these contracts.
Yeah,
they had a mid-level and they used it on Russ.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? An even more annoying NBA poll question. Do you think Ben Simmons will play another game for the 76ers? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I don't know how he shows his face in a Philadelphia uniform. I just, because that fan base is like, we know you don't want to be here. You're only playing because you don't want to lose money. And we know that you don't care. You quit on this team. So that fan base is going to rough him up. And he's already sensitive. And all of a sudden, the home team doesn't like you. He'll probably say, hey, I just want to play road games. It'll be like Kyrie, but for a different reason. You know, Kyrie can't play home games because he's not vaccinated. Ben might go, I'll play, but I only want to play on the road. Back to LeBron, he had this to say about Russell Westbrook's performance.
It's one game. We want to learn from it. We want to get better. But we don't want to harp on it too much. You know, we will get better from it, and he will get better from it. Putting him in positions where it benefits him, that benefits our team. I think we will continue to learn that as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's one game. LeBron was joking after the game. He was saying to Russ, go watch a movie. Go watch a comedy. Put a smile on your face. It's one. I will say this about Russell Westbrook. He is so hard on himself. Like, he does want to be great. He has some holes in his game. Now, how he has not made himself better, you know, that's always fascinating. I love watching him play because he plays every single possession like it's, you know, game seven of the NBA Finals. But I think he's sometimes too hard on himself. And, you know, these losses, you know, how he played, you know, that's where LeBron's saying, hey, don't worry about it. It's just one game. So the Ben Simmons situation, he's not going to play tonight. He's suspended. They have a home game tomorrow night with the Nets. Friday night. So that'll be tasty with what happens. If anything happens there. Astros at the Red Sox game 5. That'll be this afternoon. Braves at the Dodgers game 4. This is how game 3 ended last night or yesterday afternoon with the Dodgers and the Braves.
And a fly ball to right center field. It's well hit and it is gone. A 3-run home run for Bellinger. We've got a new game. It's tied at 5.
Baseball home office has to love this without saying it publicly because now the Astros-Dodgers matchup, potential matchup, is back in the conversation because the Astros roughed up the Red Sox with 7 runs in the 9th inning to win it 9-2. That series tied at 2 games apiece. Braves still up 2 games to 1. Bob Costas, next hour, will join us to talk about all of the baseball. All right, so are you going to go with, does Ben Simmons play another game?
Yeah, that's the poll question. The side poll question is, do you want Ben Simmons if you're another team? Like, would you want him if you were Sacramento or Cleveland or Minnesota or even a good team like the Lakers? Is there value that's still remaining with him?
Yeah, there's value, but how much am I giving up to get him? Do I have to give up a couple of first-round picks? And remember, you know, they kept saying, oh, we want something of equal value. Well, you're not going to get equal value with somebody who you've devalued. I mean, this is on Daryl Morey. He's the GM. Like, make something happen here. And they put themselves in this position because their star was honest, and their coach was honest. Those comments after they were ousted by the powerful Atlanta Hawks in the postseason. And those comments have come back to haunt them. Even though Doc said all of the nice things that you could possibly say about Ben Simmons during the season. Because we would be critical of Ben, and Doc always, always, always stood up for him. And then Doc, in a moment of transparency, said he didn't know if he could win a championship with Ben as his point guard. And that was it. It was done. And Doc did mean it. He just shouldn't have said it. Because Ben, being as sensitive as he is, and then your star player, Joel Embiid, calls you out, and then he's done. You know, he's acting like he's 25 years of age. Like, stop saying mean things about me. I want to go. Let me get out of here. I don't want to go to practice. Like, all of these things. I mean, he's acting like he's mad, but he should be mad at himself because he put himself in this position as a player. You gotta want to be great. But now everybody wants to be a brand. Like, I want to be a thing, not just I want to put in the time. This feels like if Kobe Bryant was still alive, Kobe would track down Ben Simmons and grab him and say, do you know what the hell you're doing? I'm going to take you under my wing because I don't want to see all this talent go to waste. It really feels like that's what Kobe would do. And Kobe did, he was counsel to a lot of players. He gave guidance to a lot of players privately. This feels like a Kobe Bryant situation where it's like, Ben, who are you listening to? And why are you listening to those people? Who allows him to show up at practice and he's got his phone in his sweatpants during drills? Don't you pull him to the side and say, Ben, that's not what we do here. No? Unless he thinks he's going to be traded, he wants to make sure that, you know, he gets that text. No? I mean, but hey, Philadelphia, you put yourself in this situation. You should know better. Doc should know better. Daryl Morey should know better. Ben may not know better. Plain and simple. Steve in Florida. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Dan, it's always an honor and privilege to talk to you. And I just want to say, how about Dallas Mavericks, Jalen Brunson, number one pick to Philadelphia, bring Ben Simmons down. Jason Kidd coaches him up. And also, did you see that herky-jerky motion on Kenry Jansen last night? It looked like he was ready to throw the ball, ready to throw the ball again, and then he comes set. And that must have been confusing the hitters.
Well, he did strike out the side. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I don't want to do this. Hey, what about this trade? What about this trade? Because I don't know if, how do things fit salary-wise and, you know, draft pick-wise and all. You know, what does Philadelphia want in return? You know, they're a championship-caliber team. Troy in North Carolina, and then we'll take a break. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind today?
Danny.
Hey, Troy.
Actually, Troy in North Dakota. No worries.
Okay.
First off, 5'11", 195, a too soft 195.
Soft.
I am actually RJ in Colorado, his former prison chaplain, believe it or not. And when he says that your show helped him get through his time, he is not kidding.
Oh, nice.
Having been born and raised in Pennsylvania, I am somewhat a Philly fan, all Philly sports, so I had a take on Ben Simmons. I got to differ with you a little bit. I think the quote that I keep going to in my mind is, people tell you who they are, you should believe them. I think we're the chumps, and the coaching staff is the chumps at this point, to not believe what Ben is telling us, and it's quite simply that. And he just doesn't want to – he wants to be the star without the effort.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. And thanks to Ryan in Honolulu. I have three little kids around my house saying, Aloha, Dan!
Thank you, Troy. That's Troy from North Dakota, not North Carolina. We'll take a break. More phone calls back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. This week's focus is on phishing, not with a cane pole. Cyber criminals go phishing for private information. It's important how to spot this. Watch for odd messages via chat, email, text, asking you to take action. And don't click on any links in these messages. Don't open or download attachments. Report phishing attempts to business or government agencies. But above all else, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put so much information at risk on the internet, and in an instant, cybercriminal could harm what's yours. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. You like that?
That fast.
A little sound effect there. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they'll send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Keep what's yours. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Save 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Steph Curry had a triple-double last night. His first triple-double in more than 5 years, back January of 2016 against the Pacers. He also had a moment where he was going in for a layup, and then he was going to do a finger roll, and then he turned his hand around and grabbed the rim, and as if to say, hey, I can't dunk it, but I can grab the rim. And then it kind of kicked the ball out, so he actually missed the shot. I saw this story, and I always marvel and I always praise people who are able to do this in a moment of an emergency. The Jacksonville Jaguars' Dwayne Smoot, a defensive end, helped his wife deliver a baby girl at home. So the couple's second child was born early Tuesday morning in their Jacksonville home. They were about to go to the hospital at 4 in the morning, and it was too quick. Wasn't enough time to get to the hospital before the baby was born, and he called 911, paramedics talked him through it, tying the umbilical cord, and they did this over the phone, and his daughter was born in the couple's living room. He missed Tuesday's workout, but called the team. That's one of those, hey, Smoot, where are you? My wife, she had a baby. I helped her deliver. Yeah, right. No, she did. But I don't think I could do that. Yeah, Paul.
You wouldn't have a choice. This seems like a situation where the choice went out the window. Do you think you or your wife would be freaking out more in the moment? Once the decision was made, we're doing this, and you put the 911 on speakerphone.
Well, my wife would freak out because I was helping her deliver. If it was just my wife on her own, she'd be like, all right, I'm good. I got this. But I'd be like, oh, like, understand when my son was born, my first child, you know, I nearly passed out because I was breathing. You know, I was going through the breathing stuff that you do. And I'd actually was lightheaded. And so my wife delivered a 10-pound baby, 24 inches long. And they say, oh, we need some orange juice in there. They think it's for my wife. It's for me. I'm in a rocking chair. And my wife has just delivered this huge baby. And I'm like, and, you know, my wife's asking me how I'm doing. I'm like, okay. But I had to sit in a rocking chair drinking, sipping orange juice. Yeah, see.
And that no matter how much you prepare over the course of your life leading into those 9 months, and then when it's game time, there's nothing truly prepares you for that.
No, and even when you go through Lamaze and you go to those and you sort of go because you have to, you know, it's a couple thing. And then you're like, and then you're going to be doing this, and then you're going to have, you know, Jell-O cubes that you're going to give her. And you're, you know, like all of these things. And then you get in there and then you forget everything except for the breathing part. And then with the other three kids my wife had, I didn't do the breathing part. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think, though, that Dwayne Smoot might catch a little heat on this? Because some of the headlines say Jacksonville Jaguars Dwayne Smoot delivers the baby. He was part of the delivery process. Yeah. He wasn't the main part of it. She's still the alpha in this situation.
Yeah.
He's going to catch heat.
I'm going to get, as long as he caught the baby, you know, if he catches heat, then that's okay. Yes, Tom.
And it said his wife fell. I would hope that he made some kind of effort. His big, strong football player. It's like, I don't want to try to deliver this baby on my own. Try to pick her up somehow and put her into the car and drive to the hospital so the pros could do it.
And it's always in the morning. Why is it always really late at night or early in the morning? Usually not in the afternoon. It's like, hey, got to go. Like, where? Hospital. What? Yeah, Paul.
Do you guys remember the hurricane we had here about 10 and a half years ago? The night of the hurricane, it was Hurricane Irene on the East Coast. My wife was getting ready to have the baby, and we were still at home. And the doctor said, either drive in now or you're going to stay at home because they're going to close the roads. So we were in a tough position because they're like, he goes, drive in now. You may have to stay overnight, stay over two nights. But if the roads are closed, we're not sending anyone to get you. You're going to have to deliver the baby at home. We got right in the car to avoid the situation.
I nearly missed when my son was born because they said, oh, we're going to give your wife an epidural. And I'm like, okay, you got to leave the room. I'm like, okay. I walk around the hospital, going outside, going into, you know, the gift store, have breakfast. I saunter back like 45 minutes later and they're like, we're ready to go. And I'm like, oh, you haven't given her the epidural? Like, no, the baby is coming. I'm like, oh my God. And like 6 minutes later, it's like, hey, here's your baby. And it was one of those where the doctor kept saying, this is the longest baby I ever delivered. And I go, what is it? Like, you miss out on that moment where they go, congratulations, you got yourself a boy. And I'm like, he's going, this is the longest baby I ever delivered. And I go, what is it? And he goes, oh, it's a boy. And I go, okay, thanks, doc. So much for that, you know, that movie scene where congrats, you got yourself a baby boy. Yeah, see.
Yeah, I remember my son, he was gigantic. When he was born, he was like 10 pounds, 13 ounces or something. He was like 3 months old, it seemed like. And I was like, dang. I'm like, how did you just do that? I was blown away by the whole process. I thought it was awesome. And it was just like, I can't believe this is really happening right now. Like, look at what you're doing. This is incredible. He was huge and he looked just like Danny DeVito. I was like, look at that guy. Like, a little mini Danny DeVito. This is incredible.
And it's a must-lie situation when the baby doesn't look good. You know, when you say, oh, look at that. You know, and it's like, ooh, you look like E.T.
Like that guy? That's Ark? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Carlos in Kentucky. Hey, Carlos, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener. 150 pounds. So, Dan, I'm calling because I'm moving to Connecticut, and this is actually my second go-around. We got a U-Haul, rented a U-Haul that was too small, and so I had to go back to Kentucky, and now I'm on my way back. And so my wife calls me, and I'm like, hey, you know, how's the drive? And I'm like, well, I guess it just got a lot better because the Dan Patrick Show's on, so you are helping me out with 2 hours worth of drive time.
John in Illinois. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6'1", 195. I was just calling to say that I'm generally a podcast listener. I listen to you every morning while I'm at work, and currently right now I'm on strike with the UAW, and I get to enjoy your great show every single day on Peacock, and I just want to say thanks. You guys are funny and awesome, and I just love listening to your guys' show.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that, and good luck there with your battle. Pat in Pennsylvania. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Anyone who's ever played basketball has played with Ben Simmons, and it just doesn't work. There's too much thinking. You got to go in reaction when you're playing basketball, and I don't think anyone in Philly needs him back. And people always point to the game last year where he gives up the layup. How about when he's covering Kawhi? And he lets him go and gives him to Joel Embiid, who tries to come over and get him. And he's supposed to be the defensive standard, and he couldn't even keep him off of that play.
Yeah, but I don't want to bang on him too hard with that. He's a good defender. I don't think he's a great defender. But, you know, it's just he's a good player who has limitations. And, you know, in his mind, he probably thinks he's on equal footing with, you know, the best players in the game. And he's not. Just because you're on the All-Star team doesn't mean you're as good as the other All-Stars. You know, they fill out the roster there. And Ben can be a good player. But I don't know if Ben wants to be a great player. Because that's the difference. Any player, any of these players, they became greater. They wanted to become greater. Some players level off. Some players get into the league and they think they've made it. You know, that's when it starts. And it's the question is, how bad do you want it? How great do you want to be? How much time do you want to put in? And Ben, I think, wants to be, you know, a brand. I think he wants to have people like him on social media. Go and do cool things. And if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But your troubles are going to go with you. No matter where you go, you don't leave them behind in Philadelphia. Let's see. Kevin in Colorado. Hey, Kev, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
First time, long time, 6'2", 210. UD alumni, go Flyers. Hey, timely talk with the baby. We just welcomed our second daughter into the world last Thursday. Would highly recommend trying to catch the baby. Was able to do that. It was a thrill.
All right.
Just calling in on the potential World Series matchup of Dodgers, Astros. Who do you think everybody would cheer for, since the Dodgers seem to be becoming the new New York Yankees, buying the whole team, and then the Astros just seem to still have that tarnish of being cheaters?
I would think, thank you, Kev, I would think that if you don't have a rooting interest, you would probably be rooting for the Dodgers, because people probably think they got screwed with the Astros back in 2017. I'm guessing. But, you know, as far as the showdown and storylines, national storylines, I mean, that's the ideal matchup. Yeah, McLovin.
It's kind of funny. Last night I felt myself feeling sorry for Cody Bellinger and happy that he finally got a break, even though he's like a great, highly played player. The Dodgers don't feel like the Yankees, do they? Or even though they spend like the Yankees?
They don't get the attention that the Yankees do when it comes to that. As far as, you know, the New York media and, you know, the evil empire and the amount of money they spend, and, you know, it's an open checkbook. You know, the Dodgers do the same thing. It's just not as, the media doesn't focus in on that the way it does in New York. with all the newspapers there, all the members of the media in that area, and focusing on that. Yeah, Pauline.
Dodgers fans hope they get there, where they win like 3 out of 4 World Series and are taking all the other players, and the national people hate them.
Yeah.
That's what they want. You know, they lost, what, 2 World Series, 17 and 18?
Like, you want to get to that point where they don't like you because you are the evil empire. Yeah, McLeod.
When were you around the 90s Yankees, did you like that team? Like, they were kind of likable up until a point.
Sure.
What did it all change and they became sort of the quote-unquote evil empire?
Well, I just think because they won, and everybody would say, well, hey, they have homegrown players. And I said, yeah, but they can afford to keep them. Very few franchises are able to have homegrown talent, and then they're able to keep them. And they could, you know, give Derek Jeter what he wanted, or Jorge Posada, or Bernie Williams. You know, they were able to do that. Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit. Most teams would lose at least 3 or 4 of those players. And then the Yankees could always go, who do we need here? Let's go get Kevin Brown. Or, you know, let's go get this pitcher. Let's go get this hitter. They had that ability to be able to do that. And not many franchises could. So you kind of felt like, hey, they're taking advantage of the rules and or salary cap, the fact there is none. But, you know, I will say this about George Steinbrenner. He created not only a baseball team, but he created a product. He created a product that became must-see TV. He wanted stars. And, you know, his blueprint is just like any other popular TV show. You know, you like Friends. You know, you want to have these stars, and then you got to keep the stars. And, you know, when they decided that they were going to renegotiate on Friends, everybody got like $48 million, I think, each member of Friends. Well, it's a TV show. The Yankees, a TV show. You come out and see reality stars. I mean, that was the brilliance of the YES Network. And you've seen other teams try to copy that. But that's where you go out and you go, hey, we don't care. Giancarlo Stanton, people are going to watch him hit home runs. We want to keep Aaron Judge. Hey, let's get Gerrit Cole here. You want things. They are players, but they're things. It's something that you tune in to watch. And it's not just, hey, we got a scrappy little baseball team. No, we want star power here. And that's what the Yankees are able to do. And the Dodgers are able to do this as well. That you know who these people are. You know these players. Hey, we'll take Mookie Betts. You know, we're in on the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes. We want to keep Clayton Kershaw. Like, you want to have these things where you're tuning in. Or in Los Angeles, you go out and see that. I mean, that's really important. You want star power. Yeah, McLeod.
Yeah, no one's tuning in for the Rays as great as they are.
No, they're not. No. But they can't afford to bring in star power. They have to be a plucky team. They have to be that, boy, they play the game the right way. I mean, it's an approach that you're afforded in baseball. You can go out and buy stars. Create, you know, this is what the Angels would like to do. You got Mike Trout, you got Shohei. Can you surround them with a couple other players? They thought they had that in Albert Pujols. It didn't work out. Certain markets call for star power, and other markets just can't do it. You know, Pittsburgh can't build a team this way. Cincinnati can't. Philadelphia trying to do it. Tampa can't do it. I mean, the Red Sox did it for a while, you know, and then they decided that they couldn't. And I think they surprised everybody by being competitive this year. Yeah, Paul.
The Angels are in a weird spot because the best hitter of our generation after Albert Pujols doesn't want to be a star. Mike Trout doesn't really do interviews. He doesn't live the star life in any way. He's like the John Stockton of his sport. Where he's unbelievable and he's not participating.
Yeah, you can't make somebody a personality. Like, you can try by the way they play that you're a personality, but that doesn't mean you're a personality that you can sell, at least nationally. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, like Tim Duncan. Like, I never really wanted to watch the Spurs. I didn't find them as interesting as they were amazing.
Adam Schefter has this information. Thursday Night Football. The quarterback for your Cleveland Browns will be Case Keenum. Here's Baker Mayfield yesterday saying that he's making the decision if he's playing.
Only I know how my body feels. And if anyone questions whether, you know, I'm hindering the team and going out there injured, that's just not right. So it's my decision. I get to say, you know, whether I'm able to play or not. And that's just how it is.
Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe the Browns made that decision, not Baker Mayfield. Yeah, Paulie.
There's a happy guy in this room.
We're back. Oh, the Keene and Perloff team.
Yeah.
Although the missing left tackles of running backs kind of scares me a little bit. I don't know. Actually, the left tackle, I guess, was questionable.
Well, you're playing the Broncos, though.
Yeah. Von Miller. We've seen Von Miller have good games, though.
No, I know. Von Miller has come out and said, basically, guaranteeing he's going to have a great game here.
That makes me nervous for Team Keenum.
Mm. I think Case Keenum's expendable. If something happens, just saying.
Hey, not as a person, as a dude.
No, I know, but as a quarterback, you know, if he's collateral damage here. Yeah, Paul.
Can you sell this one, Dan? Keenum, Bridgewater, whoa. Thursday night? all right.
I guess I could.
Who do you put, like, you have to pick two players for pictures?
I would do Von Miller, Miles Garrett.
There you go.
One's a future Hall of Famer. Guaranteed. One might be. One might be the defensive player of the year. It's the Browns. It's the Broncos. It's Miles Garrett. Von Miller. Thursday night. Only on Fox. What do you think?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah. You
got
to throw Odell Beckham in there. I don't even know if he's caught eight balls this year. He's still better than that.
Nobody gets more attention with less results than Odell Beckham Jr. III. No one.
Odell Beckham versus versatile Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick in the showdown of guys with nine catches this year.
Yeah. If you've never seen what Vic Fangio looks like, now you get that opportunity. Thursday night, Broncos, Browns, only on Fox. Yeah, boy.
Case Keenum, good father, solid citizen. Next.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Yes, Todd.
How soon do you hype it with the drive and the fumble of these two teams, you know, histories with each other, even though it was a long
Todd,
time ago?
Todd, that's you.
Is that really?
Yeah.
When you think Broncos Browns, that's not one of the first things you think of, the 2 years in a row that they kept Cleveland in the Super Bowl?
How many years ago was that, Todd?
That was like in 87, 88.
Exactly. See, you're stuck in the 80s.
Yeah, but there are people that are over 30 years old that, like, I was the first thing
what
I think
it,
of.
What does it have to do with Thursday night's game?
Especially if you're looking for ways to hype it, and which player do you put on the.
But Elway's not playing.
No, but he's still a legend that he's the president of operations.
It's not payback time. Like, if the Browns win, what do they get out of that other than a win?
It's not retribution or revenge, but when you think Broncos Browns, I don't know how anybody over like 35 years old doesn't think immediately.
35?
I don't know.
Tack on at least 15 more years.
And Todd, nobody cares.
I'm shocked if people don't think the drive and the fumble when they think a Broncos Browns game.
Yes, McLovin.
That's not even the same Browns franchise. That's the Ravens. It's a totally different team, in a way.
If you have to hype the game by talking about a game that was in 1987, you're in trouble. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. All righty. Holly just said to me during the commercial break, hey, is Case Keenum approaching Ryan Fitzpatrick for most teams played for? And I said, well, wait, isn't that one of the McCown brothers? Doesn't he have the most games for a quarterback? Yeah, Paul.
I got Josh McCown playing for 8 different teams.
Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, now that he is a Washington, which I think that's what he is, that is his 9th team.
Ooh.
St. Louis, Cincinnati, Buffalo. Remember the Buffalo run.
Mm.
Tennessee, Houston, Jets, Tampa. I don't recall that well. Miami, Washington, and he's 39, so there's still a possibility.
Okay.
Now, Case Keenum, Houston, St. Louis, Los Angeles Rams. That counts as 2 franchises. Minnesota, but since he left Minnesota, which was a questionable decision, he's been on Denver, Washington, and Cleveland. He's only 33, and he's at 7.
Ooh.
At his pace, he's going to catch McCown brother.
Yes, McLovin.
There's also like Josh Johnson, who's the backup now on the Jets. Yeah. He was on a lot of practice squad. He's been on like 14 different teams.
No, that's not true.
Well, yeah, Bucks, Niners, Sacramento, Mountain Lions, Cleveland Browns, Bengals, Niners, Bengals, Bills, Ravens, Giants, Redskins, San Diego Fleet, Los Angeles Wildcats, 49ers, New York Jets. There's a few guys like that who've gone like practice squad.
Okay. Does he get a jersey, though?
Remember, he's one of those guys, he was coached by Harbaugh in college. Everyone's like, oh, he's a Harbaugh guy, Josh Johnson.
Yeah. I think you have to get a jersey with that team.
I think that's a fair rule.
To be official designation of, yeah, I played for that team. Being on the practice squad. I don't think Kurt Warner got a jersey when he was 4th-string quarterback with the Packers. Yeah, Paul.
Do we now consider Case Keenum a journeyman? Because he was a starter and had a pretty good season. I think almost a Pro Bowl with the Minnesota Vikings. But do you call him a journeyman now because he's on Team 7?
Yes.
Is he the greatest journeyman of all time? He's got 75 touchdowns and 47 interceptions. That ratio is really good.
Yes, he...
Well, are we then suggesting that Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a journeyman or is?
He's a journeyman.
He is.
What are Ryan Fitzpatrick's numbers, Paulie? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick could be the greatest journeyman.
I usually have those at the top of my head.
You should.
223 touchdowns, yes, and 169 picks.
Baller.
Yeah.
That's way more than a bunch of Hall of Famers.
Yes. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, Fitzpatrick, I don't think he's ever played in a playoff game. But JT O'Sullivan, I'm reading, might have the record with 11 teams. Remember that guy?
Did you catch that rear?
No, I know. I got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, I know he went to Harvard, but...
JT O'Sullivan?
No, I mean Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick never played in a postseason game.
Yeah. I'm seeing JT O'Sullivan might hold the record with 11. It's also a great bar in Times Square. JT O'Sullivan.
Oh, happy hour.
Yeah.
Flingers.
Yeah. By the way, this week's episode on That Scene, I'm joined by Carla Gugino. Now, that is a woman. She was awesome. She discussed her, spoiler here, death scene in The Haunting of Hill House. Also talked about meeting Meryl Streep and what intrigues her most about the horror movies. Here is a clip from That Scene.
I don't know. I'm intrigued about finding the beauty and the levity in horror, because horror is not a genre that I gravitate towards particularly. I just gravitate towards anything good, and I think that he has such a amazing, that's sort of like his way into telling the truth in a strange way that you couldn't if it was totally naturalistic.
Catch the rest of the interview. Go to amazon.com/that scene. She was wonderful. She was a whole lot of fun. She was in Entourage. She's been in a variety of things. She was an agent in Entourage. It's one of those when you see her, you go, oh, yeah, yeah. And she got a great personality as well. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, it was weird how much technical assistance you got for that one. Everybody's like, well,
everybody stayed. All the Danettes stayed when I did this after the show. I recorded it. And they're like, who do you have on this week for That Scene? I go, I don't know if you've heard of it. Carla Gugino. Oh, yes. And I've got all four guys over there staying later while I interview her.
Yes. Printed out some prep here for you.
Yeah, of course she did. Yeah.
Extra questions, DP.
Yeah.
Leave that on your desk.
Todd has a limerick for Game 3 National League Championship Series. Todd?
I do.
Okay.
Well, Game 3 was a magical ride. Dodger World Series dreams nearly died. Then Cody B hits a blast. Would Mookie's RBI last? Yes, Kenley bravely strikes out the side.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
No humor there, but I think it's serviceable to capture what happened.
Why start now?
Stick with what works. Or doesn't.
The drive and the fumble.
No, I got it.
A limerick.
How's Twitter treating you that you want to revisit the mid-80s with the Broncos and Browns?
I got excited. One tweet said, you're 100% right. That's the first thing I think of. And then I got some vulgarities and things. I got to get past that bleep. That was a very long time ago, and no one cares, including people from Denver saying no one cares anymore.
They don't care. If John Elway was playing Thursday night,
that would be a story in and of itself.
That would be awesome. That would be great. The great Bob Costas will recap the baseball from last night. More phone calls as well. Less limericks. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.